Hello everybody, Chris here. Firstly, this is our first new episode released since becoming a Welcome to the Party podcast, so hello to any new listeners out there in podcast land. I hope you enjoy the show. For those not in the know, sometime contributor to the show, Jason Radke, is currently undergoing treatment for squamous cell cancer, and I'd like to give a bit of an update on how he is doing. The latest is that he has started on his radiation treatment. He's doing as well as can be expected, but the treatment is leaving him in some pain. He will not be able to work until the treatment is completed, so any contributions to his GoFundMe would be greatly appreciated. The link is in the show notes. Thank you.
Book Zombie presents Curse of Strahd, a spooky adventure for D&D 5th edition. Episode 8. Come on, baby, light my pyre. In the previous episode, after escaping from the Death House, our heroes start to explore the village they find themselves in, looking for a way to get Cathra the sending off she deserves. Unfortunately, Ozzy made some bad decisions, leaving him very, very dead.
But anyway, I'll go into the shop. I'll see everything. Oh, good morning, sir.
Oh my God, it's like Main Street in here today. Do you know this one? And points at the body on the floor.
I look down. Barely.
Sorry, what did you say?
Barely.
He gives you a suspicious look. Give us a deception roll.
A deception?
Yeah.
I'm being pretty truthful. I don't really know that much about him.
Yeah.
17.
Yeah. Is that lying? I feel like you only barely know him. Yeah.
Nobody knew Ozzy well.
And now nobody will. So the shop owner sort of looks at him. Oh, I suppose. What do you want?
I'm wondering what you might have as far as weapons go.
He gestures around the surpass shells. You can find a weapon in here, you can buy it. You'll be bloody lucky.
I'll look at what he has as far as weapons go, and I'll just sort of say, just what happened?
Well, it's not much call for weaponry around here.
Okay.
Yeah, so basically you look around, and this is not a classy joint. This is sorry, I was just going to say the really classist comment. This is Aldi, not Waitrose.
Right.
It's what? It's a budget supermarket, not the upmarket supermarket that Chris doesn't feel posh enough to shop in.
Yeah.
Got it.
And all I can say for my connection is it's probably a case of lawnmowers and FCC crap, so who knows? I can definitely hear at least one person mowing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you still talking about a budget grocery store? What?
Yeah. I think that was real life.
That was real life. I'm sorry. Yeah, because my connection
is going a little. No, that's totally fine.
Weird. That makes sense.
Okay. Anyway, so okay, then you know, like I did, you know, ask him, you know, like what happened here.
Why do you want to know? Don't you know where you are? That's buggering up my throat, isn't it?
No, I don't.
Well, you're in the glorious village of Barovia.
I'm actually from the Sword Coast, so I've never heard of this place.
It's hardly surprising. You see all this mist around here? Yeah, you won't get back out. You're not in the Sword Coast anymore. That's for sure.
Okay. Although, I actually meant what happened with, and I point down to Ozzy's body. That was really more the gist of my question.
He puts his... See this red mark here?
Yes, I do.
That was his knife. That was his knife.
Okay.
He was threatening to rob me or kill me. But my nephew came to me rescue, stabbed him through the arras.
I think at this point, Tiz will probably head in.
Okay.
In which case, if I may ask, is there someone who would be capable of forging weapons in this town.
You think anybody who is capable of forging weapons against Strahd would still be alive?
Who is this Strahd?
Who is Strahd? Yeah, nephew? Yeah, this guy's thicker than you are. Who is Strahd?
Like I said, I have never been here.
Strahd von Zarevich is the vampire that rules over this land.
Vampire?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, that sounds serious.
Yes.
A real-life vampire?
Yeah, a real-life vampire.
Real dead vampire.
Whoa. Well, dead, live. Well, but really? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's a real-life vampire. What, you didn't think they were real?
Well, I've never met one before.
Oh, I know they are real.
Yeah, well, he's drawn you into his country. Now you ain't getting away again. Nobody gets away once they're here. Do you think we'd stay here if we had the choice?
How long have you been here?
Well, old village has been here for a few hundred years, stuck in this mist.
Wow.
How long have you been here?
Well, how old do you think I am?
Trick question.
Come on. How old do you think I am?
Oh, you were born here?
Yeah, I was born here.
Well, I mean, you speak of this being several hundred years. You certainly look middle-aged, but who... Okay.
Tiz looks over and says, well, maybe, let's see, you look maybe a little bit above medium age, so, like 180 or so? Oh, no, you're not a dwarf, sorry. I don't know, what is it in human years?
It just gives you a look, as if to say it. Are you an idiot? And ignore me.
No! I just don't know that much about humans.
Oh, that's not very nice.
And for all we know, this vampire could be altering time. After all, as I said, I'm from what apparently is a completely different world. So, who knows?
Strahd, he lives in Ravencroft Castle. If you look out in a clear, as much as we ever have a clear day. You see, look up the clear day, you can see the castle looming over the village. What did I say? Did I say Ravencroft? Ravenloft. I beg your pardon.
Oh, do you ever see the sun here?
Sun. See that? He points out of one of the windows towards the point in the sky where you can just see that the sun is behind the cloud. It's this patch of brightness. This is a warm, sunny day for us, love. Sorry, he's getting more of a cockney wide boy as I go along.
Okay. Wow, it's like being back down in caves or something.
Actually, I think I found a letter from this Strahd when in the house.
What house?
That bricked up mansion.
You went in there, did you?
Yes, we did.
I'm surprised you're still alive.
Well, considering I killed the beast in the basement with my own hands, along with a mimic and several other things.
All by yourself? Wow.
Not by myself, no, but I did deal the killing blows.
Oh.
And he looks at you with a raised eyebrow. Yeah, you've destroyed it until the next stupid adventurer comes along.
We seen to the children as well. Regretfully, but they're at rest.
Yeah, for now.
Yeah, Tiz will go check on the body and like try to remove it.
Sorry, I'm just slightly distracted by the weird thing that's just come up under Penny's name in the chat thing.
All it was supposed to be was me typing, uh-oh, but a whole bunch of other stuff happened as well.
Oh, well.
Ignore the other stuff.
Master, say a repeating attack and attack damage. I'm like, Penny, are you attacking the storekeeper right now?
No, I'm outside.
Penny is hacking roll 20 right now.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. 300 hit points? Don't mind if I do.
You don't need a hack roll 20 to do that. You could just type it in. But I think I might notice eventually.
Shh.
So.
Sorry. Sorry, that was me looking at the byplay on Roll20 and then causing chaos. Huge chaos and distraction. Where have we got to?
Okay, so you're establishing a little bit of basic information about the town. Sun never shines. It's ruled over by Strahd von Zarevich in Ravenloft Castle. The shopkeeper believes that there's no way out of the town once you get here, or out of the land once you get here. He knows about...
It's been here for a couple hundred years.
Yep. He knows about the Death House and thinks that the idea that you have finally defeated the evil in the Death House is amusing. And it's also established that there's no forge or anything in the town.
I'm just wondering, does that mean we're going to find all those things that got stuck where the sun don't shine?
Oh!
Oh, boy.
Oh, dearie me. You see what I have to live with. It's worse than I am.
Tiz is going to go collect the body and sort of fire person carry over the shoulder and say, I'll take care of this one. He should be, you know, a dead person should be taken care of once I confirm that he's actually dead.
Just get him out of my shop. I don't care what happens to him after that.
Oh, okay.
You're going to get very bloody, by the way.
That's fine.
Thank you.
Okay, so...
Oh, does that include Ozzy's bag, or is Ozzy's bag left on the floor behind him?
No, she grabs the whole thing, like Oz. Right. She grabs them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I'm actually trying to check. I don't think I even know what's inside Ozzy's bag.
Well, Jason does.
And Jason's gone.
So,
who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of Ozzy's bag? Jason knows.
So, Tiz will take the body and put it over sort of next to Cathra's and say, turn to sort of the group and be like, well, does anyone know what he prefers?
Guy burial. Because that's what I started. That's what I suggested. Because that's what I would do. And he was very much in favour of sky burial. And then we realised that wasn't Cathra's kind of thing. So no sky burial for her. But him, yep, I can quite happily take him out into the forest and leave him somewhere exposed.
So... what is a sky burial?
You're exposed to the birds, to the crows, to the insects.
Yeah, it's a way of giving back to nature. So rather than, you know, like, you know, wall someone up in a stone tomb thingy or burn them into little bits and, you know, and that does terrible things to your carbon footprint, your basic sky burial, that kind of, that enables your body to feed, you know, the rest of creation.
Spoken like a ranger.
Oh, okay. Well, I have something that I can do that'll prevent him from being brought back as like an undead or something during that time.
Yeah, if there's one character you want to make sure doesn't rise from the dead, it's probably not.
You know what? That's a very good idea, as long as it's not going to, you know, change the flavour too much, because I think otherwise, you know, the sky burial might take rather long than you thought.
Okay, so you're all still outside with two bodies.
Oh, you know what? I don't have the material. Does anyone have powdered silver?
No.
Don't think so, but...
unless it'll be some of the Monster Hunter kit.
Let me just check. Oh
no, the Monster Hunter kit was all detailed in the inventory.
Okay.
I do have a silver piece which we could powder up.
But it needs to be, so if you, I put the spell card up. It needs to be 25 gold pieces worth of powdered silver. So that's 250 silver coins.
Yeah. No,
nowhere near that.
No, I don't have that many silver coins. No. And I mean, to be honest, length of time I knew this guy, one silver piece kind of, you know, as much as I'm prepared to do.
I don't have a copper piece.
You all seem very nonchalant about this guy's death.
Considering he tried to rob them, I'm not feeling very sympathetic.
That doesn't seem equivalent to the crime.
Oh, it is.
He just tried to rob them.
Putting a dagger to their throat? Yeah.
But was he actually trying to kill him? Or was it a threat?
Threat or no, that is a threat on your life. You deserve everything coming to you at that point.
Well, let's ask the paladin. Paladin, what do you think?
You used the word jack.
I know.
you see the look of consternation come across Emil's face. I mean, death seems somewhat extreme.
And he did make a nice bit of a mark. He was prepared to kill.
Yes. But it does seem extreme, but sadly, it's done now. And
seems like a warning shot could have taken care of it, really.
Do you know how to do a warning shot with a spear?
No, you do not.
Like,
you reach forward and you tap someone foot lightly on the nose with it.
It's a warning poop. A warning poop.
Tiz is like a little bit disturbed by all y'all's like real cavalier attitude to this like person that you knew dying. Like, what have I walked? Who are these people?
Like I said, I barely knew him.
We literally met him yesterday.
Yeah.
Was it even yesterday or was it this morning?
And he caused a bunch of trouble and then he tried to loot Kafka's body. I mean,
yes.
I mean, I'm prepared to do the right thing by his body, which is the whole sky burial thing, but that's it.
Speaking of Kafka's body, now that we've got two, definitely dead, can he be saved?
Should I make a like medicine check to just kind of...
Yeah, make a medicine check.
Well, that's a 10. It's not terrible.
As far as you can tell, he's dead.
Well, he seems pretty dead. I mean, he's kind of stopped bleeding a lot. Like, not entirely, but it's slowed or whatever. Like, I think he might be dead.
I'm just loving the idea. The cleric, your healer, is not entirely sure whether a dead body is dead or not.
Okay, well, look, we should stand vigil, just in case they're not dead. And,
Have you actually decided what you're going to do with the bodies yet? Are you still... So we've established there's no forge to burn Catherine. Are you still looking for the church, or are you going to take them to the forest and deal with them there?
I said we take them to the forest since we don't have a forge. We can do a pyre for at least Catherine and then figure out what the hell we're going to do with Ozzy.
Okay.
Although, sorry, one last thing. I did want to get the shopkeeper's name.
What name? Couldn't you read the sign on the way in?
I...
Why do you think it's called Bildrath's Mercantile?
Bildrath.
Bildrath.
Bildrath. And may you not be alone when the time comes.
Pardon?
Is that a threat?
Was that a threat?
No.
Sounded like a threat.
No.
Why is everybody having a go at this poor shopkeeper?
Come on board. No one dies alone.
Oh.
Was, may you never not be alone when the time comes. No one dies alone. That is part of Kellenbor's creed.
Oh, we know that. It's just our characters don't.
Bildrath just looks at you and shakes his head wearily as if to say, why am I getting all the weirdos today?
Because it's Weirdo Wednesday, of course.
Welcome to Bildrath Mercantile on Weirdo Wednesday. We got the weirdest customers for you today. It doesn't help that I'm two beers in. It sounded a lot better in my head. Okay. So.
Okay, so shall we?
Looks like we're going to the forest.
How big is the bird thing? Will it fit on our improvised stretcher along with our dwarf? And then we can just carry them like that. Oh, actually, Tishra is carrying Ozzy, isn't she?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think if you tried to put both, I mean, Ozzy is not terribly big, but if you tried to put both them on the same stretcher, you'd probably have, I'd probably have to make you give a roll to see whether the supports for the stretcher would take the weight.
Oh, right.
So you could do it, but there's a chance that the javelins would break.
Okay.
Are you all right to carry that pile of leading dead bird into the forest?
How much does he weigh, actually?
God knows. But as much as a halfling.
Oh, he's that little? Mm-hmm. Then I'm good. Yeah. If he's less than 100 pounds, I'm 100% fine. And if he's more than that, we just have to look.
Go slowly.
I can carry like 200 pounds, but I have about 90 pounds.
You'll be fine then. It almost certainly. I mean, he's a bird, hollow bones and all that sort of thing. So,
sure.
So yeah, you should be absolutely fine to carry him.
Okay. Oh yeah, I'm fine. I've got him. I'll take care of him.
Okay, which direction are the woods from here?
Well, just go out the way we came in.
It's back the other way, I think.
Yeah, if you need to head out roughly in the direction that you came. So you're on the street that's east-west at the moment. So if you carry on towards the east, you'll come out of the town and be heading back towards the woods.
Okay, well, I've moved as east as I can on this map.
So we'll just let the ranger build the pyre to make it as safe as possible.
So you're heading out to the woods, yes?
Yes.
Okay. It's going to take carrying people. It's going to take you a couple of hours to find a spot where you can. Remember the woods immediately around the exit to the entrance to the village that had the headless statues is very dense. So you're going to have to carry a bit further than that out into the woods to be able to find a clear spot.
Okay.
Preferably one with a little rocky outcrop sort of bit that we could stick Ozzy on.
Mm. Okay. I mean, it is starting to get fairly late in the day now, so you might want to consider whether you're going to try and get back to the town before night falls, or, if you're going to have to be there overnight anyway, aren't you, if you're
cremation.
Catherine's body. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Get a fire built.
Yep. So, you know, with my lovely rangery type skills, we all get that we should leave the weakest party member just keeping an eye on the two dead bodies, and everyone else should go and pick up bits of dead wood and things, and I can get stuff that's good for getting fires going and all the rest of it.
Okay.
Why don't I stay here with the bodies? I'm actually kind of strong, but I can start setting up the arrangements for, you know, the pyre and everything.
Yep. Sounds good.
All right.
Okay. So I assume we find some fallen branches, we find some fairly young saplings that we can cut down and stuff like that.
You're not going to see much in the way of young saplings. This is an old forest and it does not look as if things are growing new. There is not a great deal of new growth in this forest.
Okay, so we might need to lop off some branches and things.
Mm-hmm.
We do have Cathra's axe.
Yeah, I think we should be using Cathra's axe to do that.
Seems fitting.
Mm-hmm. It's what she would have wanted, possibly. We can burn it with her after that.
So yeah, we'll get stuck in and gather wood and build a pyre.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you are building the pyre.
Yeah.
So that takes you a couple of hours to get the pyre going.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So
keep watching.
Okay.
So just sorry, I haven't quite worked out how to say Tiz's name yet. So is it Tisri?
Well, she introduced herself as Tiz. At some point she would tell you all that she's Tizril Forge Flame, but she goes by it. She says you can call her Tiz.
Okay. So yeah, does Tiz need to do any of the sort of appropriate saying of words or anything for Cathra?
As far as I can tell, I think she was somewhat stoic and not actually religious, but I could, you know, say a blessing to the
sounds good, yes,
to you know, a general one.
Okay.
You probably knew her better than I did.
Oh yeah, sorry. I don't mean sort of words about Catherine. I mean, you know, are there any form of blessing type words that should be said? So, I guess I better bring it up now rather than leave it. But given that we can't do the special powdered silver, make sure they don't come back thingy, how about we decapitate both the bodies? Just to make sure they don't come back as undead or anything.
Don't think we need to decapitate Catherine if we're going to burn it.
I don't know why. I just kind of want to decapitate. Well, I don't want to. I'm not that kind of a ranger. That's not why I had to leave the village. It's, no.
I just want to behead them.
It takes the axe and it chops off its head. Well, I don't know about Ozzy, but. I don't think we need to do that to Kath. We can keep an eye on her, and I've got ways to help with anything that gets brought back.
Okay.
In that case, Marmoset takes Kathra's axe, decapitates Ozzy, and
I'm gonna make you make a roll for that just because I'm feeling
cruel.
Yeah.
Okay, what kind of roll would you like?
Give us a strength roll.
Yay. I got a 23. Oh,
nicely done. Yes, you cleanly decapitate Ozzy.
And
his head doesn't quite just roll along the floor when you decapitate it because the beat gets in the way. It more sort of goes.
And then I wipe the blade carefully on the grass before laying it next to Catherine's body.
Okay.
It's kind of poetic that it was Catherine Fax that did that, but hey.
Yeah. Okay. So I think we're ready for... Before we sort out Catherine, so was there a convenient slab of bare rock on which I could put Ozzy's body? Do I need to roll something for that?
There's no rock. You're in the undergrowth. You can use a hand axe or whatever to clear an area on the ground with a bit of effort. It'll take a little while, but you can clear some of the ground growth out of the way and sort of make a flattened area. But there's nothing quite as convenient as a nice stone slab or anything.
Okay, so this is a little bit of a compromise on your true sky burial, but I guess it'll have to do.
Okay.
And with that, Marmoset goes and just tramples down the undergrowth, doesn't even use the hand axe. And then pops Ozzy's body and head in the middle of the slightly cleared area.
Okay.
And then they brush their hands together and come back to where the pyre is for Catherine. And says, right, should we do the blessing thing and then light this pyre?
Okay. Okay. Well, okay. She looks like kind of nervous. She's like, okay, so I can say something, and then if anyone wants to say something about Catherine, I'll say that they can do that, and then we'll be done. Then we can light it. Does that sound right?
Sure.
Yep. I'll do that.
Okay. So to Onatar, the sovereign of Forge and Flame, we present you with Catherine Bronzeblade, the daughter of the Bronzeblade family, and a master of the craft of the forge. Onatar, please see her home. Anyone have anything to say?
I'll say something. Catherine was a really good dwarf, and she always went first into battle, and she never once complained about my smell. Marmoset steps back.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. Yeah. That's good.
Well, I'm about to bring down the tone because I'd step forward and say that I have lost two companions this day. And I swear that this cursed land will lose its dark leader. and bang one of the javelins on the ground in the name of Torm.
Oh, yeah, okay.
By Grunthar's hammer, I will avenge you.
anyone else, or is that everything?
Her story shall be remembered, her name remembered for the day of the dead. The scrolls of Jurdik, for the scrolls of Jurgal. Feast of the Moon, I'm sorry.
I don't know what any of that is, but okay. All right.
I know my Forgotten Realms lore, especially when it comes to Kelimbor and Jurgal, considering how close they are.
So she was good. She was, she could fight. That's really all I know about her, really.
Oh, all right.
So yeah, I can light it if you want to.
Yeah, that seems great to me.
Okay. And I will launch a firebolt into the pyre.
Okay, so you launch the firebolt into the fire. The kindling catches light, and the body starts to burn.
Does anyone want to say anything for this other one, the bird?
I will, of course, keep his story for Kelimbor and his name for Jurgal.
Okay.
Sorry, Jurgal is just such an unfortunate name.
It really is. Yes.
Oh, well, there was his other name, Nakasur. Is that better for you?
Sorry.
Okay. What was his name?
Ozzy.
Okay. Ozzy, I don't know to which god you belong, but I hope you find them peacefully. Okay. Blessing.
It's better than nothing. Okay, so I assume that you are going to stay with the pyre while it burns. I mean, I shouldn't assume. Are you going to stay with the pyre as it burns?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, we need to gather the ashes. So
yeah. Yes, but
I definitely will. And if it ever seems to like start to fade, I'll pop it with some sacred flame.
Okay.
Well, I mean, we could take it in turns so that we could have short or something.
Yeah.
Well, a long rest, if it's going to take 24 hours to burn.
Long rest.
I was going to say, yeah, we might even be able to get a long rest.
Are you going to set a watch?
Oh, yeah.
I can take first watch. You all seem hurt and sad, and I can do the first watch.
Okay, I'll take the second watch. Are we doing, 2-hour watches?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, that would get us through the night. 2, 4, 6, 8, yeah. Okay, I'll take second watch.
Mm-hmm. I'll take the third.
I'll take the dawn watch then.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So who was on second watch?
Me.
Okay.
Apparently it's no rest for the wicked.
Okay. Yeah. You hear some noises out in the woods during the night, but for most of the time you remain undisturbed for the night and your watches pass peacefully.
Phew.
Phew.
Right, long rest completed.
Mm-hmm.
Long rest complete. So all hit points restored.
All hit points restored. Restore one hit dice if you've spent them.
Mm-hmm.
One hit die.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one hit die?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I get to restore my sorcery points. Yay me.
Lay on the hands is back.
Okay.
Ooh.
Change any spell prep if that's the thing you...
Yep.
Sorcerers aren't that lucky.
Oh, that's a really blissed out dog there.
Yeah, it's nap time.
Yeah. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Be warm on a cold day.
Okay, so the night has passed peacefully. Obviously, it's 24 hours, so the body will be burning for a little while late yet. Sit around and tell sad stories of dead companions.
Ooh.
You sit around and telling anecdotes about your encounters, such as they are. Hey, do you remember when Catherine tried to run through some whirling blades?
Tiz is like really interested in all these stories, and so as much as you guys are willing to tell them, she's like, "Oh, okay, yeah, I have to tell the family, you know, as much as I can. Like, can you tell me about her?" And just, I mean, you don't have to RP that, but.
Remember when we got possessed? I said we won't talk about that.
Well, we didn't bring it up.
What were you possessed by?
A cowardly child.
Children.
Oh.
It was a bit difficult to tell that Cathra was possessed because it basically was a bit hard to tell the difference between Cathra heading first into battle and this child heading first into battle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wonder whether one of you was going to bring that up.
Yeah. I mean, Cathra was slightly less rude than the child, if we're being fair.
Yeah. A little bit. Okay, so the day passes. As you get into the afternoon, you realize the body is going to be as cremated as it is going to be.
Okay.
We take ashes and put them in the urn.
We do.
Okay.
Yep.
Could I get you all to give me a perception roll, actually?
I got a natural 20.
Whoa, very nice.
Got a 22.
Mm. 15.
See nothing? No, nothing.
You do notice, Outer, that the people whose perception is... oh dear, Tiz.
Tiz is very on the, like, funerary rites.
You're hypnotized by the fire.
Yeah. Or by the dancing flames, yeah. Yes.
Well, the two people whose perception was over 20, you do catch at the corner of your eye that you're pretty sure that Ozzy's body has actually moved slightly while you've been looking after the funeral fire and keeping watch. Not a great deal. Just seems to be a slightly different position it was when it started.
I know I said we were going to do a sky burrow, but I'm about to light this thing on fire.
Yes.
Could it be, did anyone hear or see any animals or anything?
You know, all the animals will have kept away from the fire that you had lit. I mean, it's a cremation fire. It's going to be pretty hot.
How far away did we put this body?
It was kind of, sort of about 20 feet away, so not a huge amount.
How many animals do you know that will come within 20 feet of a big old bonfire?
None.
That little doggy would. Your average wild animal's probably going to not come round while we're still here, to be fair, even without the massive big bonfire. So
I'm going to go over and examine the body.
Okay. Do you want to give us a medical?
Medical?
Yeah.
Something I'm not bad at.
Hey. Hey. Got a better role than your cleric did.
Yeah.
The body still seems as dead as it ever was to you.
Any signs that it's been gnawed on?
Nope. It's as pristine as a day-old dead body can possibly be.
Having been decapitated and having a big spear through it.
Yes. And the head is still there?
The head is still there, yes.
Okay.
So it just looks so it's moved slightly.
What do you think, Simeon?
That's worrying. Well, I don't know. Are you sure it's moved?
What does it look like? I know I use the word think, Simeon, but what does it look like?
Oh, harsh.
That's a very good point. We should avoid the T word around Simeon.
Shade. Serious shade.
It looks like Ozzy with no head.
Okay. So I will go over there. Marmoset, how do you feel about me lighting this thing on fire?
I got a 15, so do I perceive anything about this or not really?
No, you don't have any.
Tracks around or anything like that?
No.
Yeah, you know, I did say sky burial, but I reckon you could do that. I mean, now that we've gathered up Cathra's ashes...
Yeah.
Oh, no, we don't need to do the proper cremation thingy either, do we? Nah. Barbecue the chicken.
Yes.
Fried chicken, here we go.
Roast can go.
It's good eating on one of those.
Yes.
KFK.
I think we should show respect to the body in general.
Well, I just cast Burning Hands, so.
Right, so Ehriman, ignoring any discussion about it, has just set light to the body anyway.
In a 15-foot cone, do you light the forest on fire?
This is not a forest that's going to burn very easily.
I guess I better make a dexterity save, hadn't I?
No, you're beside me. You're fine.
Okay.
I am very tempted to make a roll to see if you manage to set the forest on fire.
Oh, God.
Well, I thought we were already aware that the wood was wet. Yeah. This wasn't a dry forest.
Yeah, I got trampled stuff down.
No, I think it'd be funny, but just funny, not for any. It would be for humor, not for any other good reason. Right. I think we've broken Josh this evening.
Oh no, I would just walk away like, you know.
Action hero struck.
As I walk away.
Yeah. Oh yes.
The flames going behind.
Walk
you.
Away in slow motion with the slow body motion. Going up behind you.
Put on the sunglasses, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to say that the body is burning.
So we'll have to keep an eye on this.
But we're not doing the full-on, slow, careful cremation thing. No. So.
Okay.
Okay.
I honestly think that is probably, it's a little early, but I think that's probably a good place to stop. Mm-hmm. And then the next session, you can make your way back to the village and continue exploring there. But I think we've come to a nice underline here. Yes?
Yes.
We actually managed to achieve the thing we set out to, which was...
Yes.
Cremating Cathra.
Cremating Cathra. In fact, you could say we overachieved.
Two for the price of one.
Exactly, yes.
Okay, so we're going to call...
Well, that's a 200% achievement.
So, on that note, we're going to call it a session this time, so an episode. Yes. So, thank you very much for listening, and I'll let everybody say their goodbyes. So, Penny?
Okay, goodbye, folks. I've been Mama Sequins.
Jane?
Jane, I'm Celador10 on Twitter, and I was playing Cathra Bitterax / Bronzeblade, and now I'm playing Tisrael Forgeflame.
Okay, Josh?
I'm Josh on Twitter as Tasarge, and I've been playing Ehriman, the tiefling sorcerer.
Thank you. Caius?
I'm Caius Wickersham. You can find me on Twitter at dtalvinar, and I've been playing Darius Talvinar, human monk.
Okay. Alton?
And I'm Alton. I am at the Sleeping God on Twitter, and I have been playing the now slightly perturbed Semyon Anatol.
Now slightly perturbed?
Yeah, I mean,
sort of start slightly perturbed?
It just got a bit weird.
I also, on Jason's behalf, I will say goodbye. He has made himself absent to go and create a new character. No doubt he'll be back in the next session. And I've been Chris Bookzombie Hill. I am CJH Bookzombie on Twitter. I hope you've enjoyed our little session tonight, and look forward to the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
Their ceremonial duties now done. What will our heroes discover when they return to the as-yet-unnamed village? Could it possibly be an old friend? Find out in the next episode of Curse of Strahd. Bookzombie presents Curse of Strahd starred Caius as Darius Talvinar, Penny as Marmoset Quince, Jane as Tisrael Forgeflame, Alton as Semyon Anatov, Jason as Oswald Ozzy Harkin, and Josh as Ehriman. The DM was Chris Bookzombie Hill. Music and artwork was by The Sleeping God. This was a Bookzombie Presents production for Welcome to the Party. If you enjoyed the show, please do like and subscribe. Follow the links below to welcome to the party's Twitter feed, Twitch stream, and Patreon account.